Today is Thursday, December 17th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I finished one stressful day. I had so much to do today. I started meetings at 9 o'clock this morning. And actually, I'm going to drag over my work computer. It's still up because it is 6 p.m. No, it's 6:24 p.m. and I just finished work for the day. And I still have stuff that I could be doing, but I'm doing it tomorrow. I had, let's just look. I had 7 meetings today. And one of them I was actually doing a demo in. So I'm a product owner, as I've mentioned before, product manager, whatever you want to call it. And I've moved up to a little bit more of a platform level where I'm dealing with, you know, how the products integrate and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, regardless, I have two main products that I manage at the moment, and it's going to expand to 3 or 4 next year because I'll have all the testing tools. And my beginning product that I started with, I have a tendency to focus a lot on it. So I gave a presentation today to my two teams. I brought them together and I said, hey, I just wanted to give you guys the overall view, the overall vision, the strategy for the entire platform, not just these two testing tools, but the entire platform that's a lot of other products and how we're going to integrate and yada yada, like all this bullshit stuff. And I got to the end and I got a message from one of the products and said, hey, I think, you know, just great presentation, but in the future I think you want to put a couple more slides in there about my product and make sure that you are giving focus to it as well, because you seem to focus on the other product more. I had gone into this presentation thinking, okay, I've got to make sure I bring up this other product so that they don't think I'm playing favorites, because I'm really not trying to play favorites. And I thought I had done a good job. And then I get to the end and I'm called out. So I don't know. But anyway, I had that. I had all of these other meetings that I had to go to, and it was just a meeting palooza. And I volunteered to lead this stupid team building. And I say stupid. It's not stupid. I mean, it's good to get to know your team members and to have fun time and all of that good stuff. But because I have a new manager who's manager of all the product managers, the manager of the managers, I want to make sure I stand out and he knows that I exist. And so I'm keep volunteering to do things. And I told you guys yesterday, one of them is for this team building. And oh my gosh, there's so much. I needed to go through all these. I thought, oh, we'll just do Jackbox Party Pack. No big deal. I'll throw it on, you know, share my screen in Zoom. It's already all set up. But I didn't think about the fact that some of them are probably not safe for work and some of them are probably not fun and everything. So I started going through them last night to see, you know, which one of them's... Well, my favorite one is You Don't Know Jack, which is the trivia one. And I realized it's not really work appropriate. And there's no way... The Jackbox company allows you to go in and set family-friendly on some of their games. And so it removes cuss words and sexual innuendo and stuff like that. But You Don't Know Jack, the trivia game, which was the main one that I thought was going to be so fun for myself and all my teammates to do, does not have a family-friendly option. So I started going through all these. I have to test them all out, see which ones I think are fun, et cetera, et cetera. They all require 3 or more players. I was having to do... Mark is here, but he was doing something else, and I didn't want to bother him. So I was having to open one on one computer, one on another computer, one on a mobile device, pretending to be a different person. And I suppose because they're all coming from the same IP address, occasionally it would think that I was the same person trying to log in again and I would get an error. So I had to do all of this. And earlier in the week, I had to do all this organization for food for all these people. Since we have to do everything remotely, but Walmart gives us a budget for food when you have these team buildings, we decided to send gift cards to everyone and have them order their own food, but have it delivered around the time that we're going to do our virtual event. So I had to go buy all of those. Now I have to submit an expense report for these so that I can get reimbursed, because I couldn't buy it on my corporate card. For some reason, gift cards are not allowed on the corporate card. And so I didn't know that. And so I tried to use the corporate card because I thought, oh, yeah, I'll just do the corporate card. I still have to do an expense report for that, but if I can't use the corporate card, I have to buy it on my own credit card and then do the expense report, and they have to mail me the refund check. Walmart has to mail me the refund check, and ugh. And I'm not even sure if they have the correct address for me, so that on file. So that means I'm going to have to figure out who to call to make sure that their expense report is pulling the correct address for me since we moved recently. So I had to do all this, and I have a demo in the morning, first thing in the morning, and I have this team builder tomorrow. I had a meeting at 8:30 last night. It has been such a busy week. I am so ready for a vacation. I am actually working Monday and Tuesday, but I'm taking off from Wednesday of next week all the way till January 4th. And I'm so looking, I know I had a Thanksgiving break, but just the past 3 weeks being back from Thanksgiving have been so hectic. I'm just ready for our vacation. But while I was giving my presentation today, my TV stand, or our TV stand, I don't know how to say that, mine and Mark's, I don't know, I feel like my grammar is incorrect. The TV stand came in. Now, it's very heavy. It's in a very heavy box. And oh my gosh, an 85-inch TV is super heavy. I didn't realize that TV was going to be so heavy. Now, I'm hoping they put some lumber in the box or something to make sure the TV didn't get broken, because we're going to take the TV out of the box before we bring it upstairs, because the box is so heavy. I feel like we need 4 people to move the box. So I hope that we can figure out a way for Mark and I to move it, just the 2 of us. But the TV stand is also heavy, and they left it on the doorstep. Well, on the patio, on the front patio. And it's one of those, you know, furniture, when you've got big furniture being delivered, it's one of those where you have a box, but then they also put some wood around the edges. It is a no joke setup. And I'm hoping to do that tonight, to get the TV stand and the TV set up, because I'm impatient. And we actually got the TV in yesterday, but I waited because we didn't have the stand yet. And I thought it was stupid to bring the TV up here without having a stand in place. Anyway, I'm ready for a weekend and I'm ready for a vacation. So I had a couple of things on Twitter. Baron Frosty says, quote, "When I have a cheat day, well, I have a cheat life at the moment." I cackled. So I guess that was a comment I made on one of the other episodes. Yes, I do indeed have a cheat life at the moment. And I should make shirts or something. Cheat life at the moment. I don't know if anyone would get that. Kathy Bacon posted a picture of some kind of tracks, some kind of animal tracks, and wanted to know what they are. And for some reason, she thinks either me or Toppy Smelly would know what these things are. I think it's a raccoon. Toppy thought it was either a raccoon or a squirrel. So we're debating that. But the tracks look a lot like raccoons to me. And then Mark Resist on Twitter, Laughing Buddha, says there's already a shirt for that, but he gave a link to Dadbod, and I wasn't talking about a Dadbod shirt. I was talking about a shirt that says my so-called cheat life or something like that. I don't know. I'm just looking here. Oh yeah, and Laughing Buddha said if I made that kind of shirt, I would probably be mistaken for an adulterer. Yeah, I thought about that as well, but All right, there's our Twitter messages. I haven't gotten any voicemails or emails recently, you guys. You can definitely call in or leave a voicemail. I would, for Christmas, you guys could call and leave voicemail messages for me. That would be a wonderful present. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.